It's very good to be here again with you today.
很高兴在这里又和大家在一起。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, thank you that you have brought us here together as your people. Under your word, give us understanding. Open our hearts and minds to receive your word today. And just to gain understanding from you by your Holy Spirit.That we can live lives that are pleasing to you and that we would glorify you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so today I want to look at a passage of Scripture that speaks about the importance of what it looks like to be a disciple of Christ.
今天很高兴和大家一起分享一段的经文，讲到说，成为主耶稣的这个门徒是何等重要的一件事情。
And if you have a Bible, turn to Matthew 16.
请大家翻开你们手中的这个圣经，翻开到马太福音第十六章。马太福音第十六章，我们来看24节到26节。马太福音是新约的部分。
And I'll read, and then you can read afterwards. This is the word of the Lord.Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man... Oops, I think that's as far as I'm going. Yeah, thank you.
在这段经文讲到说于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢人还能拿什么来换生命呢
So here we see that Jesus is teaching his disciples what it looks like to be one of his own.
在这里我们看到主耶稣教他的门徒怎么样成为他的门徒。
And it's important to see here that this is a call of being a disciple.
很重要的一点这里我们看到的是怎么样来被呼召成为主的门徒。
This is not a call to how one enters into salvation through Jesus.
这段经文不是在告诉人如何能够得到这个救赎的恩典的。
Because the Bible is very clear that we are not saved by our deeds, but grace alone.
圣经讲得很明白，我们之所以被得救，不是因为我们的好行为，而是单单是靠着主耶稣的这个恩典。
Yet the Bible is clear that.Our lives will evidence that our salvation is genuine.
圣经里很清楚地说到，我们的生命能够来充分地来见证这个救赎的恩典是真实的。
So here Jesus is not producing a do list to be made right with God.
在这里呢，主耶稣不是做了一个排查表，来看看我们与神是否有正确的这个关系。
Rather, Jesus is stating here, now that you are right with God, this is the call of being a disciple.
相反的呢，那这段话是已经跟与神和好的人来说的，所以呢，这是呼召成为主耶稣的门徒的。
And this was not just a call for the original disciples of Jesus, but this is a call for all who are in Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
这段经文也不仅仅是对2000年前的门徒所说的，而是对所有愿意跟随主耶稣、称他为主、称他为救主的门徒所说的。
And so he says, if anyone would come after me,
所以任何人要跟从我。
And here it is important to remember that the only reason we come to God is because He first came to us in the person of Jesus.
这里提到了很重要的一点，我们唯一的理由，我们得以亲近神，乃是因为他先以道成肉身的耶稣在我们来到我们中间。
And it was through the holy work of the Holy Spirit that God opened our eyes to the state of ourselves before Him.
经由圣灵的工作，那神让我们在他面前看到了我们自己的处境，我们自己的状况。
And then we were freed from our bondage and chains, and we were able to receive the gift of Jesus' salvation.
然后我们才能因着接受了主耶稣救赎的这个大礼，才能够脱去被捆绑的这个和锁链。
But what happens after the point of coming to Jesus in salvation?
所以当我们得救来到主耶稣得救之后，那我们的生命应该是有怎么样的转变呢？
Jesus mentions three things that describe the lifestyle of a disciple.
耶稣在这里提到了三点门徒新生命的表征。
First, that they deny themselves.
第一是当舍己。
The Bible states that before God saved us, we lived for ourselves.
圣经讲到说，在神拯救我们之前呢，我们是为我们自己而活的。
And we were the center of our universe.
我们是我们的这个宇宙的中心。
But when God saves us, He becomes the center of our lives.
但是当神拯救了我们之后呢，神他成为我们生命的中心。
And so this means that my life is no longer my own, but it is directed by God and directed in the way He sees fit.
这也就是说，在我的生命当中，已经不再是我自己来做这个主导，而是让神来主导我。按照他看为美好的来主导我。
And this is an extremely difficult call to follow. Apart from God's grace, we cannot do it.
若不是神的恩典，我们是万万没有办法来靠自己来做到的。
Because our culture tells us the exact opposite. It says, "Why deny yourself?"
因为我们的传统文化告诉我们，正好是相反的。他告诉我们，我们为什么要舍己呢？
And this is really the same lie of the enemy in the garden in Genesis.
这正是在创世纪伊甸园里头，这魔鬼所用的谎言。
The serpent created in the mind of Adam and Eve, questioning God's goodness.
在创世纪里头，这个蛇呢，在亚当和夏娃的这个心里呢，种下了对神美好的事物的怀疑的种子。
So instead of enjoying all that God had given them, they were focused on that which was forbidden.
所以是就因为这怀疑，使他们忘了神所给他们所有的美好，而单单专注于神禁止他们的唯一的这个事上。
And we too, if we're not careful, can fall into the same lie that Adam and Eve fell for.
如果我们自己不谨慎小心，我们也很容易就陷入了这个和亚当跟夏娃一样的这个处境。
And so this is why the Bible says that there is great gain and contentment before God.
这也就是圣经里头所讲的，在神的面前我们是有满足的喜乐的。
So as I prioritize my life, it is according to the will of God and not my own agenda.
所以我把我的生命来按照神的这个心意来安排这个优先次序，我已经不再按照我自己的时间表来安排了。
And so sometimes my will line up with the will of God, but sometimes it does not, and I'm called to deny myself.
所以有时候呢，我的时间表和神的心意是一样的，那有很多的时候呢，并不是这样，那这时候我就要来舍己了。
But it is in denying myself or ourselves that we discover the greater blessing that God has in store for us.
舍己代表着我们在我们的生命当中，我们来发觉神已经为我们准备了美好的这个祝福。
So denying ourselves is a vital reminder that we all need.
所以舍己对我们每一个人来讲都是一个非常非常重要的一个提醒的这个指标。
Because it's very easy to get back into business as usual and forget that our calling is to be a disciple of Jesus.
因为我们很容易又回到和过去一样，忘记了我们是被选召来做主的这个门徒的。
Second, the call of the disciple is to take up your cross.
第二个，成为主的门徒的一个特征就是背起他的十字架。
What is Jesus talking about here?
在这里，主耶稣是讲的是什么呢？
First, I want to say what he is not saying.
首先呢，我先跟他们讲，跟大家来分享主耶稣讲。
Jesus is not talking about taking up a cross that some way removes my sin.
主耶稣在这里所讲的，背起自己的十字架呢，好，并在主耶稣在这里呢，他并不是讲说啊。背起我们的十字架是来减轻我们的罪。
Because Jesus and Jesus alone is the once and for all sacrifice for sin, never to be repeated.
因为主耶稣他为我们为罪而牺牲，这只是一次啊，就永远成就了。
When you think about your sin, remember the hymn, "What can wash away my sins?" Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
从一首诗歌里头，我们的罪是怎么被除去的呢？是借着主耶稣的宝血的。
But we are called to endure the crosses that God does place in our lives for whatever His good purposes are.
我们被呼召来是。我们被呼召我们被呼召乃是因为神在按照他的这个美好的旨意里已经为我们来准备了这些美好旨意。
But these are not sacrifices for sin. Our sacrifices are acts of worship.
主耶稣的这个我们献上的这个牺牲呢，不是来赎罪，而是用来做这个在敬拜中的一个献祭。
Romans 12:1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
在罗马书第十二章第一节这么说道，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And this must be a daily act of submission before God.
这是我们每天顺服的表现。
And it is an act that must be grounded in faith in God.
顺服必须要根基于我们的信心的。
Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
在加拉太书第二章第二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So the only way one can live such a calling is by faith and in view of the gospel of Jesus.
我们之所以能够存活活在这么一个呼召里面，完全是靠着这个信心和对福音的看见。
Because the Bible states that without faith it is impossible to please God.
因为圣经上面讲到，人非有信是不能取悦于上帝的。
And that apart from faith, our deeds are like filthy rags.
离开了这个信心，我们的行为也都只不过是像污秽的抹布一样而已。
So this is a call to willingly accept the suffering that stands before us.
所以主耶稣的呼召是我们愿意甘心乐意的来接受、甘心乐意的来接受横在我们面前的一切的这个祸福。
Knowing that in God, He is going to use it to build us into the character of Jesus.
我们知道神他用这个呼召来让我们能够建立起和主耶稣一样的这些特性。
Crosses in life are important because one, they remind us who we are, and two, they remind us who God is.
十字在我们生命当中，十字架它扮演了非常重要的角色，因为第一，它提醒我们自己，我们自己是谁。第二，也就是也提醒了我们神他是谁。
And so the life of disciple is to walk in the footsteps of the master.
门徒的这个生命呢，是跟随着这个主耶稣的这个脚踪来行的。
And so that's why the third call of the disciple is to follow him, to follow me, Jesus.
所以接下来第三个门徒的这个特质就是跟随主耶稣。
Jesus has prepared the way for us through His life, His death, and His resurrection.
耶稣预备了他的，为我们预备了他经由他自己的这个生命、死亡和复活，为我们预备了这个跟随他的道路。
He is the one who brought us to God, and He is the one who will bring us to eternity.
主耶稣他是那位让我们能够跟神和好，也是那一位把我们带进永恒的那一位。
The world says that there are many paths to God, but the Bible says there is only one way that is found in Jesus.
这个世界告诉你条条大道通罗马，但是圣经却讲，唯要到这个神的国，只有通过主耶稣。
And that without Jesus, we will perish in our sins and be lost.
如果没有主耶稣，我们将迷失，而且我们将灭亡，在我们的罪中灭亡。
So if we can trust Jesus with our salvation, can we not trust Him with our entire life?
如果我们相信主耶稣能够救赎我们，难道我们不能把我们全部的生命来交给他吗？
So that we follow Him wherever that may lead and whatever it may cost us?
如果我们能够把我们的生命完全的交给主耶稣，那我们不论在任何境况或者付上任何代价，我们都会愿意来跟随主耶稣的。
And so that no matter what life brings to us in Jesus, all these things are working for our good and His glory.
所以在耶稣基督里面，无论遭遇到任何境况，我们都能够都是对我们有益，而且是能来荣耀神的。
In verse 25, he says, whoever seeks to save his life, he will lose it.
在25节那边讲到说，凡救自己生命的必丧失生命。
We as human beings are very overconfident in the control that we have over our lives.
人类就是太过于自信，人可以自己掌控自己的生命了。
We think that if we can just get the right things in place, we will have security in life.
我们总认为，如果我们手头上有了足够的筹码，我们的生命就能够保证安全了。
But these verses remind us that apart from Jesus, there is no security in life.
但是在主耶稣他提醒了我们，当我们离开了主耶稣之后，在这个世上我们是没有安全的。
All the things apart from Jesus that promise us security.Can be deceptions and will fail us.
当离开了主耶稣基督，所有安全的这个保证呢，都变成了美丽的谎言了。
So we have very little control over our lives.
所以我们对我们的生命，我们没有什么可以来控制我们自己的生命的。
And sometimes it takes issues with a health issue or finances to show us our true helplessness.
所以不论我们所遭遇到的健康或者是、这个 经济上面的这个打击呢，就能够，我们就知道，我们对这些打击，我们是毫无招架之力的。
But we were never meant to be our own saviors. Jesus is our savior, and Jesus is our sustainer in life.
所以我们绝对不是我们自己的这个主宰者。耶稣基督是我们唯一的主宰，唯一的救赎者跟这个赐能力的人。
And so we were never meant to live independent of Him, but we are to be in constant fellowship and dependence upon Him day by day.
所以我们绝对不能没有耶稣基督而靠自己过活。相反的呢，我们要经常的来和主耶稣和这个门徒们有这个亲近和这个依赖主耶稣的。
And he says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
To an unbelieving world, this seems like a call to bondage.
这个不信的世代呢似乎也把我们自己陷入了这个捆绑里面。
But it is actually in seeking to plot out the course of our own lives that we actually live in bondage.
恰恰相反呢，这刚刚我们讲的那句话凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命，这句话呢，实际上却是帮助我们从这个困境里头被释放出来。
It's only when we release our entire life to God that we know what true freedom is.
只有当我们愿意把我们的生命完全的来交托给主的时候，我们才能够享受到得到真正完全的自由。
And it is here that we find Jesus as the true treasure of life.
在这里呢，在这种情况之下呢，我们可以，我们才知道主耶稣呢，他是我们生命中的这个至宝。
Philippians 3 verses 8 through 11. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes from faith in Christ. The righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
在腓立比书第三章八到十一节这么说道，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
So this verse that I just read really describes what life should look like.
在这里我想告诉大家生命的这个真正的意义是在哪里。
But there are so many things that can take our eyes off Jesus.
这世上有太多的事物让我们把我们的目光从主耶稣基督身上转移到。
So it is in death to self that we find life in Him.
只有让自我死去，我们才能在耶稣基督里面找到真正的生命。
And it is in dying to self that we find what true life is about. It is living for Jesus.
只有在自我死去的这个过程里，我们才会发觉真正的生命为何。真正的生命也只有在主耶稣基督里面才有的。
And so he continues, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
一个人若赚得全世界却赔上自己的生命，真有益处吗？
Jesus is showing us here that all the riches in the world cannot compare to one person's soul.
耶稣在这里讲到，即使是世界上最富有的这个财富，也没有办法和一个灵魂来相比。
Because it's the soul that makes us who we truly are, those who were created in the very image of God.
就是这个灵魂，让我们之所以成为我们，而且这个真正的我们是当初神所创造我们，是按照他的形象来创造我们的。
And so when we are redeemed by Jesus, he saves our soul from the judgment of God.
所以主耶稣基督买赎了我们，他救了我们的，他从神的这个审判桌前呢，来拯救了我们的灵魂。
So few people give thought to their soul.
没有几个人会仔细的去深思关于我们的灵魂的事情。
People get their physical affairs in order, but neglect their spiritual affairs.
人们只顾这个肉身的这个需要，而经常忽略了灵里面的需要。
And if they do think of their soul, they put it off to later, thinking, I will have time for that later.
即使有少数的人深思到这个灵魂的事情，但也总是把他们放在这个生命当中这个最后要做的事情，总是认为没有关系，我还有时间的。
But no one has been promised another day, and the Bible says that today is the day of salvation.
但是神从没有说他会让我们来多活一天的，因为圣经上面讲到，今天就是救赎的日子。
And nothing is more vital in this world that each person know for themselves.That their soul is secure in Jesus Christ.
在这个世上最重要的事情就是了解到我们的安全，我们的平安是系在这个主耶稣基督身上的。
Do you know this for yourself?
你们了解到这一点了吗？
Make sure you do not leave this place without knowing Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
你要确信你知道主耶稣他是我们的救主。
Because the Bible says that all will stand before the throne of God and give an account of their lives.
所有的人有一天都要在主上帝的宝座面前来交代自己生平的。
All our wealth, education, status, it will count for nothing apart from knowing Jesus.
如果没有了主耶稣，我们在世上的财富、教育、地位都是虚空的。
So Jesus tells that it will profit us nothing if we lose our soul.
耶稣在这里告诉我们，如果我们失去了我们的灵魂，这世上的一切都是虚空的。
And that if we are in Jesus, we are actually richer than any of the riches that this world can offer us.
如果我们认识了这个耶稣，有了这个至宝，我们是远比世上任何一个财物都还要富有的。
And while riches in and of themselves are not evil, the Bible does speak about the real danger of riches.
这些富有的富成为富有呢，并不是一件并不是一件邪恶的事情，但是圣经里头呢，却讲到说财富会带来危险的。
Because riches create a false sense of self-sufficiency and a substitute for a need for God.
因为这些财物能够让我们错误的产生这个自满的这个错觉，而且呢，毫不自觉的把它当作神来膜拜。
But in the end, apart from Jesus, it will all amount to dust, ash to ash.
没有了主耶稣基督，所有的东西都会像尘土一样，像飞灰一样。
Our human empires, they will crumble, they will fade, and we will be left empty-handed.
所有人类的这个王国呢，也都将瓦解，而且也都会被人淡忘， 那留给我们的只不过是两手空空而已。
And apart from Jesus, we will be eternally separated from God.
离开了主耶稣基督，我们将永远永远的与神来隔绝。
This is pretty sobering stuff, but that is what makes the good news of the gospel so great. Jesus came to make a way for all those to come to Him.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上，为每一个愿意来到他的人，这个铺了一条道路。这真是一个大好的这个福音消息。
So what would we give in return for our souls?
我们为了我们的灵魂，我们人能拿什么来换呢？
Satan's schemes is to make people neglect their soul by the amusements of the world.
撒旦的这个狡猾呢，让我们错误的认为我们的灵魂呢，也是只不过是在这个世界的这个游乐场里面，就像那个这个游乐场里头的过山车一样。
We are far too satisfied with the trinkets of this world.
很多人对很容易满于现状的。
Listen to these words of C.S. Lewis.He says, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling around with drink and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is offered to us, like an arrogant child or ignorant child who wants to go making mud pies in a slum because he can't imagine what it means to be offered a holiday by the sea. We are far too easily pleased.
C.S. Lewis, 这位他有非常非常出名的引言，他说到呢，我们的上帝发觉我们的欲望不是很强，反而是不够强。我们是一群三心二意的人，我们只周旋于吃喝和男女之事和这个事业上，当这个有这么众多欢乐的这个美好的事情摆在我们面前的时候呢，我们却像一个无知的这个小孩一样，在用着泥土来做这个做这个泥土饼是不能吃的，因为就像这个小孩一样，因为这个小孩他永远都不晓得在世上他可以拥有，他可以拥有像大海一样的很多的这个美物的，但是我们经常都只顾于眼前的这些唾手可得的事，换句话说，我们是太容易就被满足的。
Sorry for the hard illustration. But as we as Christians, even we can fall susceptible to this if we are not mindful each day.
如果我们不够小心的话，我们是很容易被这种世俗的观念来感染的。
If I am only living for the pleasure of this life, I will fall foul to the schemes of the devil.
如果我只是为了今生的快乐而活，那我就很容易堕入了这个恶魔的这个诡计。
And so we need to be reminded that we only have one life to live.
所以我们必须要时时的被提醒。我们只有这一生可以来活的。
And in the scheme of things, life is very short.
而总括的来说呢，我们的生命是短暂的。
Ephesians 5, verse 14 through 16. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil.
在以弗所书第五章第十四到十六节这么说道，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
So this is a call to not walk like the rest of the world, which is aimlessly, but seeking the purpose of God in our life.
这段是告诉我们不要随从这个世界毫无目标的生活，而是要在活在神里面是有目的的。
And we've all been given a certain amount of time according to God's prerogative.
我们每一个人都被上帝所给予这个相同的这个时间。
And so some of us have more, some of us have less, but all of us have life and breath for today.
有些人可能比较能充分利用，有些人可能就不是那么能够充分利用他的这个时间，但是每一个人呢都有相同的这个生命气息的。
So we need to ask ourselves, how have I lived my life?
所以我们必须要扪心自问，我过的日子如何呢？
And how do I want to live the rest of my life?
那我准备怎么样度过我的余生呢？
If Jesus loved me and saved me, how could I doubt his loving call and not live for him?
如果主耶稣基督爱我拯救了我，为什么我还怀疑而不去回应他的呼召来为他而活呢？
Because if we build our life upon the calling of Jesus, we will not be disappointed.
如果我们按照主耶稣的呼召来过我们的每天的生活，我们是绝对不会失望的。
So that our greatest affection is God who saved us from our sinful state and made us a new creation in Him.
我们最大的爱就是神，他从罪恶的这个世界里拯救了我们，重生了我们。
Are there things in our lives that are keeping us from complete abandonment to God?
我们的生命当中有哪些事情让我们来与神完全的隔绝呢？
Let us pray that God would loosen our grip on those things so that we can serve Him more.
那我们就应该来到神面前来祷告神，让他能够让他能让我们的生命能够在他里面容易一些，而且能够来侍奉他。
Let us not just live for the temporal and amassing more and more stuff.
让我们不要只是平凡的虚度每一天的这个光阴，而让我们自己能够过得更充实。
What does a life dedicated to the Lord look like?
奉献给神的这个生命是怎么样的呢？
Colossians 3:23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
在哥罗西书第三章第二十三到二十四节这么说道，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So we see here that whatever you do, live in the glory of Christ Jesus.
所以在我们的生活里面，不管我们做什么，我们都是要为了主的荣耀来过生活。
In the way you work, in the way you raise your family, the way you interact with the world around you, make Jesus famous.
在我不管是在我们的工作当中，在我们的家庭当中，我们都要跟这个世界来有来有联系。那我们都要在这些事上呢，来让主耶稣得到荣耀。
Not that he needs your assistance; he is glorious in and of himself.
不是主耶稣需要我们帮他帮助他，而是因为他本身就是那位荣耀者。
But our life can be a reflection of his glory, and maybe even through that we can share Jesus with others.
我们的生命本应该来反映出主耶稣的这份的这个荣耀，而且我们也能够来更像主耶稣的。
So as disciples, we are no longer our own; we have been bought by the blood of Jesus.
成为主耶稣的门徒，我们不再是我们自己了，因为我们是被主耶稣重价、主耶稣的宝血所买赎的。
So many people in the world are looking for some.Purpose or meaning for life.
很多的人想在从这个世上来找出这个生命的这个意义和目的。
The Bible says that we were ultimately created to glorify our Creator God.
圣经里头讲，我们被创造的终极目的就是要来荣耀我们的创造主。
We can do this in many different ways.
有很多种方式我们可以来荣耀主的。
For we need to acknowledge that in our life, everything is by His grace and therefore to be lived out for His glory.
我们要了解到每一件事情发生在我们世上的每一件事情都是主的恩典的。
So in our marriage, that God would get glory.
在我们的婚姻生活当中让神来得到荣耀。
In raising our children, that God would get glory.
在抚养小孩里面，事实上我们也可以让神来得到荣耀。
In our careers, that God would get glory.
在我们的事业发展里面，我们同样的也可以让我们的神得到荣耀。
And most of all, because God has saved me, God gets glory.
最重要的是在救赎的这个计划当中。神他是应该得到荣耀的。
And this is so that when we come to the end of our life, we can echo these words of Paul found in Acts 20 verse 24. I do not count my life as any value nor precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
如果我们能按照主耶稣给我们这个教训，我们就能在我们的生命走到尽头的时候，我们也能够来回应保罗在《使徒行传》里面20章24节这边所说到的一样，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的祝福福音。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for your word. Thank you how it speaks to us. I pray that each one here would know personally you as Lord and Savior, that we know how we have been forgiven of our sins and how grateful we are to that, Lord, and that you would transform our lives into your disciples as those who deny themselves, take up our cross each day, and that we would follow after you with our lives. Whatever that brings, wherever that leads us,that we know we can trust you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you today that you have provided these words for us and pray that they would lead us and guide us through this time of life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.